What you do with it? You couldn't lay wood on it.
Carpenters use it.
It's made of wood?
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen something like that?
No.
Well, just, you know, on your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
Alright. And, when you use one of those, you'd say you're going to what your hair?
Brush your hair. Or comb your hair.
Alright. And,
or fix your hair.
Okay. And, now, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
belt.
Alright. You know another word for it?
Band, leather band.
What's it?
Or strap. Leather strap.
Alright. And have you ever heard the word strop?
Strop. Well, strop and strap are the same.
Okay, alright. What's the word?
Strop and strap are the
same. And if you said somebody wasn't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank. What?
Cartridges.
So one of them would be one?
Cartridge.
Alright. And what do you call the playground equipment that children play on? One sits on one end, the other sits on the other, and it's balanced in the middle and goes up and down like that.
A springboard, a seesaw.
Right. Which do you use?
Springboard.
Right. And then sometimes you'll have a board that has a bricks under both ends of it,
uh-huh.
And you balance up and down in the middle.
That's a springboard.
That's a springboard too?
Well, I said before, the seesaw, the one you sit on and go up and down,
yeah.
Right. And the springboard is one of the bricks under.
And you bounce up and down in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Right.
No, you bounce on each end.
Are you bouncing each end?
Yeah. The bricks on the middle and you bounce on each end.
Okay.
You chop it.
Okay. Well, so the seesaw, you go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And the springboard, you bounce on it. It doesn't go all the way up and down.
See, when you jump on one end, it throws the person up high. He comes down and jump on the end and he throws the next person up high.
That's a springboard.
A springboard.
Okay. But you sit on the seesaw?
Mm-hmm. You sit on the seesaw.
And have you ever seen something that has bricks under both ends of it and not in the middle? And you stand in the middle and bounce up and down?
No.
All right. And there might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or something. Children get on each end and spin around, you know? Have you ever seen something like that?
Mm. Not really. Both a plank that way?
Well, or a round thing. It might be, you know, be a big round thing like this that spins around. Doesn't have to be planks, you know. What would something like that be called?
We used to call it a whirling horse. You know, a whirling seat.
A running seat?
Whirling seat. Whirling.
And have you ever heard it called anything else? Did you have one at home, or did you have one at school or somewhere?
We didn't have one at home. We didn't have one at school.
Where did you see one?
At later days, I see them at schools and at home.
Right.
Homemade ones and, you know.
Was there any difference in what they were called?
We call them whirling seats. That was in whirling seats, yeah.
All right. Now, if somebody was on the board that went up and down, you know, you sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about on the seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say they are... What?
Up and down.
Well, what are they doing?
Seesawing.
All right. And when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it so that children go back and forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what?
Swinging.
So they, what's that thing called?
A swing.
All right. And what do you carry coal in?
A coal bucket.
All right. And what's the thing that runs from an old-fashioned stove to the chimney?
A stove pipe, they call it.
And it's a small kind of little thing that has a one wheel on the front and has two handles, and you push it. You lift up the back and you push it along.
To cut it, heat up, cut the draft.